Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the Good Day program.
Let's go.
Ready to go. Jay, you ready to go? Where are we
ready.
Going? It's time to go. Getting
where are we
up.
Going?
Yeah.
What time do we leave?
We're leaving right now. 7 past the hour. Ready to go. We're going on a trip to do holiday shopping. Last bit of holiday gifts. It seems, I thought it was just like a week ago, we were getting people warmed up. It was after Thanksgiving, and there have been some people that have been shopping, like Jennifer, right, since last July. So whatever it is, some people are really prepared. Other people are a last-minute, in the last-minute group. And then there's people like me who don't do it at all. If you're interested in, it isn't that I don't care. It's that I think I don't like to get wrapped up in the steeplechase. It is buying things for people that are that may or may not be something that they want, right? That's the thing. So anyway, there's a this thing I saw, which I thought was worth a mention. It's a pro muscle massage gun, and those of you who like relaxation, pain relief, who doesn't want that, right? A little good massage in the back and the shoulders. So this is a handheld sort of quiet massage gun that has 3,300 percussions per second. Wow. That is boom, 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 boom. I can't even do it as quickly as boom, 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 boom. 20 different speed levels, 6 attachments. All right, so that's one thing you can look for. All right, let's see. There's the Echo Pop, which is a compact smart. But the reason I'm telling you this is because there's, you find these things in stores now, online. They're 60% off. You know, you're getting into this is a little more than a week before Christmas. So stuff like this that's still around is 60% off on that. 55% off on the Echo Pop smart speaker that you can use with Alexa. That's a great thing that. You can, I guess, get it on Amazon, as you'd expect. I don't like to buy things on Amazon. You probably buy it somewhere else. Just look Echo. Look up Echo Pop. All right, a couple of more of these here that are kind of fun. The kids' tablet that you have for Mac is 45% off right now.
Nice.
Yeah. What'd you pay for that when you bought it? Do you remember?
No. It was a while ago.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. A robot vacuum called the iRobot Roomba.
Oh, those are fun. I know a few people who have those. Yeah.
All right. Those are 40 to 60% off. Most of the Ring Video doorbells are 45 to 50% off. Again, I'm just giving you some ideas here that may or may not be helpful. Here's a coffee maker, a Keurig K compact single serve coffee maker. Right now is selling at 50% off for those of you who have coffee lovers on your list and want something like this. The Keurig thing has been around for what? Last 10 years or so?
When yeah, I feel Keurig, like it's been around for quite a while. And then you have other brands who have their own versions.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. I have A Samsung Galaxy Tab. I just bought an iPad Tab yesterday. This is an Android Tab. 35% off now if you buy them online. All right. And oh, wait a minute. Here's a 32-inch smart TV screen.
Ooh.
With Alexa voice remote, 33% off right now. This is under $100. Where can you buy a TV that's any good for under $100? Come on. Is this any good?
Well, that's under $100? Pretty small. You said 32 inches?
32 inches, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. Yep. Okay. So that takes care of that. Now, here's some more good news for us to think about. This week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed every day after the Fed decided it was going to head in the right direction with the interest rates. The biggest, this is a second day, yesterday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the celebration of the indication from the Fed that it will be nearing, the rate hikes are over, basically. Matter of fact, they've said that there will probably be three interest rate lowerings over the next year. So the Dow closed at 37,256, up 158 points from the day before. This is the first time it's ever gone over 37,000. I remember when the Dow Jones Industrial Average was in the hundreds, and now the thousands. So, and it isn't, you know, people use the Dow Jones Average. That's not really the right indicator. It's the Standard and Poor. There are so many more. There's a list of 500 industrials in there. The last couple of years, I have been critical, and so has anybody else that either knew or had some thoughts about the interest rates. It was a 40-year high of 9.1%. And boy, those of us who have mortgages that are sensitive to the rate, paying, I had a mortgage on the project that we're working on at 10.25%. I made a lot of noise about it, and they cut the rate down, but wow. So inflation is, well, they're trying to get it down to 2%. Right now, it's at 3%. And if you look at the mortgage rates, those are down below 7% right now. 30-year mortgage rates, so maybe this is, well, wait till it settles in, Jay, before you buy the house, but it'll get back down. If they cut a quarter off of the interest rate three times next year, that'll get mortgages down into the 5% range, which will be a real shot in the arm. Not as good as it was when they were 3% or even 2.5%.
Better than what it's been.
Yeah, better. Right.
And then there's always refinancing, right, too.
Yep, exactly. All right, so that's that good economic news. Would be Chris Cuomo on News Nation addressing criticism for laughing while he was interviewing a lady with Tourette's syndrome. So this is a little sticky. He says, well, he defended his interview. Lady's name is Baylen Dupree, who has Tourette's. His on-air reaction to her tics sparked some criticism, as you might expect. Yeah, what the heck? It's the world of social media, right?
Well, and where everything is taken out of context. And you have clips that aren't showing the full interview. He was not being disrespectful. He was not laughing at her. He was really laughing with her. And Baylen Dupree is fantastic. And Chris Cuomo was the same. Like, Baylen can come on the show anytime. Really addressing the stigma around Tourette's. That it's people who have Tourette's, I don't know what we would consider Tourette's, an illness, disease, mental hurdle.
It's a hurdle. That's a good word for it. It's a hurdle. I know some people, a fellow that works in the engineering department in the town, has a pretty serious case of it. One of the smartest guys that you'd find, and that often, I think, goes together for whatever the reason, and there's not much you can do. I think there's an operation, but there's an operation you can do to cut some of the nerves, but I don't know what happens after you do that. sometimes.
And I'm not sure it's worth it there, because there's
Okay.
But yeah, he was really being dragged for it, and people are saying that he was so disrespectful. And
yeah, people talking.
Even Balin was like, "It's all good, it's fine." And Chris Cuomo was like, "Balin is welcome on the program anytime, like absolutely anytime." It was a joy to talk with her, and it's great that she is, you know, putting herself out there, because I think that a lot of people, when they think of Tourette's, they're still. The thought process behind it of the character that you see portrayed in older films and television shows and all of this stuff. And it's not that way.
No, it's time we grew up in terms of that sort of thing anyway. Here's a woman that's suing a former Harvard Medical School professor and fertility clinic founder for impregnating her with his sperm 4 decades ago. She and her husband were trying to conceive. How many times have you heard this story? There have been a number of TV shows. I think Law & Order SVU had an episode that was devoted to this sort of thing.
Oh, there was a whole television series kind of about this. I don't think it lasted more than one season, but it had Brittany Snow and Emily Osment called Almost Family, where he was he had more than one biological child, but there was one daughter who thought she was an only child, and that was her dad and everything, and then she comes to find out she has all of these half-siblings running around town.
Well, what was presented here, who was supposed to be the sperm donor? Not the doctor. Was it the husband or somebody else that they found a choice?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, it really is. This...
And this family found out about this through DNA testing.
The DNA thing. So they wanted to have a child, for sure. And this guy was well known for his sensitivity to the emotional anguish of women who came to him for help conceiving. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if there are others out there who had his sperm as well.
Probably.
That's the question that's come up here locally anyway, because it's a Boston guy. All right, there's some interesting food for thought, isn't it, huh? 18 after the hour, you're listening to Friday Good Day.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-419-1013 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-419-1013. That's 800-419-1013. What do you have to lose? Call 800-419-1013. Again, 800-419-1013.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like 3.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
C. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We're 23 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program for the middle of the month. It's Friday, December the 15th. The Ides of December are upon us. Not so bad in December, it's March where it's a problem. All right, so we have all of the straight shooters here. No punks allowed on the Good Day program. Well, at least, yeah, we don't mind punks as long as you keep your punking to yourself, right? Unless you... What was that show... That was on. Was it called Punked?
As well as with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Where celebs would prank their celebrity friends.
Yeah, right. That was a lot of fun, actually. All right. In celebrity news that's trending on the top of the heap, it's Daryl Hall and John Oates. So there's a bit of a problem with these two. Most everybody knows who they are and what their music is all about. So now this is a bit of. Of what you wouldn't expect between two guys who've had so much success together. Tell you the story after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new thing. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You fan of Hall & Oates, okay?
I do enjoy some of the music, yeah.
All right. Okay. There's a business between the two of them. By the way, I think John Oates was on was Unmasked, right?
Yes.
right?
The Masked Singer. Mm-hmm.
Masked Singer? Yeah, right, exactly. All right, anyway. So Oates lives in Nashville. He's going to release a new album next year. He likes performing on his own now, has songs and stories that he goes out on the road with. But there's a problem that he has with Daryl Hall. There is a lawsuit. So who's suing you? Who? Is Daryl Hall suing John Oates, or is John Oates suing
Daryl Hall? Daryl Hall is suing John Oates, yes.
What's his gripe? What's the problem? Why?
The lawsuit is, well, there was a lawsuit and he was granted a restraining order because it's all in an attempt to stop Oates from alleged plans to sell his share of a joint business venture to a third party. So it's a business situation, but yeah, it's a bummer because they had such great music, but I feel like it's just they were one of those bands that didn't get along.
Simon and Garfunkel,
they
didn't have good music. They they stopped making good music together because they just couldn't get along. And you wonder sometimes, okay, who is the guy responsible for this? Is it Daryl Hall or is it John Oates? Even though Hall was the one responsible for filing the lawsuit, is it because John Oates is not a good guy? He doesn't live up to the expectation to live up to the creed of whatever their agreements are. You know, that's the thing. But you're right. The bottom line is, after they made such great music together, why can't they just figure out how to get along? Kind of like a lot of the other difficulties in the world where people can't seem to get their act together, right? There's a lesson here for everybody. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take them to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Biden administration officials have not conducted an assessment to determine if Israel is adhering to international law in its conflict with Hamas. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller faced questions about the appropriate use of U.S.-supplied weapons by Israel.
We are engaged in conversations with the Israeli government about steps that they can take to minimize civilian harm.
A New York court has dismissed former President Trump's attempt to contest the gag order imposed on him. Trump's legal team sought to overturn the order preventing him and his attorneys from discussing Judge Arthur Engron's court staff publicly. The appeals court ruled that Trump did not follow the appropriate legal procedure to challenge the gag order and sanctions against him. Retiring from Congress, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy bid farewell in his final speech on the House floor today.
Thank you for ever giving me this opportunity to serve you. I loved every single day.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. And today, expect mostly sunny conditions with a high on life that can only come from cruising down the road on two wheels. Kids will wave, dogs will bark, and cyclists in padded shorts will instantly regret their chosen mode of transportation. Whereas you, on the other hand, will look super duper cool. Back to you in the studio.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Santa baby, set the table under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby. I'm hurried down the chimney tonight. Baby, an outer space convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
How's that chimney looking? Got it all cleaned up? Is there a chimney there at your house, Jay?
There is.
All right, so I have no problem with Santa getting down the chimney. All those of you who have not hired a chimney sweep yet, you might want to do that, right? Clean it up. Clean it out. This portion of the Good Day program brought to you on this Friday the 15th by Progressive Insurance. Insurance you can have for your motorcycle, motorbike, for your motorized boat, or for your canoe, for your car, your recreational vehicle. Anything on wheels, anything goes in the water, you get protection. All you have to do if you want to save some dough is dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE. Or you can go online to progressive.com. They will welcome you with open arms as if you are the light of the universe. Right? This is where was it yesterday or the day before we were talking about the fact that, well, no, it was when Maria was here astrologically, there was a big star on the night that Jesus was born. Big star. Astrologically and astronomically. Is there a word that refers to astronomy? Astronomically.
Astronomical?
Yeah. Astronomical. Yes. All that as well. And so, therefore, that day he was the light of the world. And so, if you think about that terminology, the light, there's the life of the party, and there's the light of the party. A lot of people going to parties. If you have been invited to parties and you don't go because you're shy or you're awkward in social situations, well, listen, you're not alone. Don't think you're the only one at the party or any kind of social event when you feel nervous about attending. You're not by yourself by any stretch of the imagination. As a matter of fact, most of the surveys I've ever seen about social gatherings, in order to make them an enjoyable experience for yourself, just think, wow, there's a lot of other people in here just like me. You're surrounded by people who are just like you. You enjoy their company. You don't really know them, so you get to know them by talking, watching, right?
Every introvert right now is shaking their head like, uh-uh.
I'm not going to do that. Well, it's just a suggestion, right?
Oh, and I think it's one of those things if we take our focus off of ourselves and put our focus on other people. So rather than when you do, because I'm an introvert, and when you walk into a party, rather than waiting for anybody to come up and say hello to you or welcome you into a conversation, focus on them. If you make eye contact with somebody, just say hello and ask them questions. Put the conversation on them rather than kind of focusing in internally, because everybody is actually internalizing their own anxiety, their own social anxiety. Mm-hmm. I feel like even extroverts to an extent. I wouldn't know, though.
And you know, you know what is really the cause of all of this? The modern cause of it are the devices that you have, the things that don't require you to actually engage with people. The universe gives you that opportunity by having you go to a party and open up a little bit, all right? Open up and have some fun. People will, they'll like you, and you'll like that feeling, that experience, right? Just try it once. A non-binary teacher in Florida suing the state of Florida and the place where she used to work after being fired for using a gender-neutral honorific called, what is it, MX?
Yes, huh?
What is this about? I don't even know that. What
instead
is
of Mrs. or Mr.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Huh? And that was exactly, it's not the fact that, it wasn't even just that they are non-binary or anything like that. That seemed to have been accepted. It was the use of MX in their email signature rather than
what?
Anything else.
Mm-hmm. Is this what Florida has come to?
So that's why the teacher is suing now.
I don't blame her.
Can you imagine getting fired over an email signature?
I can imagine almost anything these days because people are so screwed up. What difference does it make if this person is a good teacher, whether they're, as long as they leave their sexuality at home, right? You don't bring your own stuff. Your work is to teach English, math, science, whatever. And the rest of the stuff is, so if this person, if this person turns out to have been a good teacher, then what is this, anyway, there's a law on the books that prevents educators from using titles consistent with their gender identities. It violates Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972, and the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to win.
This is their gender identity, non-binary. And again, we have to point out that there is a big difference between gender and sex. Sex, that's the chromosomes. That's how you're born. Gender is a societal norm that has been placed upon us to identify one way or the other. These words that people use, either boy or girl, he or she. Those are societal norms. Gender and sex are two different things.
Get that. Mm-hmm. So where is Roy, Ron DeSantis on all of this? He's pretty much a Neanderthal. So I'm guessing that he would not be on the side of this person. I'm only guessing that. I don't know. I'm sure somebody's asked him in some press conference of this. Hey, Governor DeSantis, what do you think about MX?
Well, and that's one of the things that with the firing, it was mentioned about the Parental Rights and Education Act, which was first signed by DeSantis in 2022.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that the no don't say gay law that everybody gets?
The nickname opposers have given it.
Right. She lost her job, maybe lost her career, because in Florida, they don't want maturing young adults to know that this person exists. A lady, her name's not important. Why would I? I don't want to tell them. I don't want to talk about what her name is. She was a high school teacher. She said, I should have had to, not had to pretend to be somebody I'm not simply because I don't ascribe to someone else's rigid ideas of gender.
Yeah, they don't identify as a male or they don't identify as he or she.
I think that I wouldn't be a teacher in Florida if I were into this, frankly. I know that there's a principle you draw a line in the sand, but Florida is probably one of the worst places in the country, maybe in part because... Is DeSantis the problem or is he a symptom of the problem, one would ask? Because a lot of people, it isn't that they don't like or they do like, they don't understand. Like, I started this whole thing, I didn't know what MX was, never heard the term before. But then I say to myself, what difference does it make? Who cares? As long as you're not trying to sell me a bill of goods and you're trying to do a good job teaching me English or math or science or social studies or whatever, that's what you're hired to do, right?
Go ahead, sorry.
I'm going to bet this will go up the this will go to the Supreme Court if it has to, and the state of Florida is going to pay a lot of money to this person because they're wrong.
Yeah.
You look at all of these different laws, they're just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's a waste of time, effort, money, all of that stuff.
Well, and again, speaking on the societal norms and everything, I can't remember where it is. There is somewhere in the world, there's a location where there's a tribal community. They have, I believe, 8 or 9 different genders. It's not just male and female. They have 8 different. And that just goes to show that gender identification is a societal norm, where sex is on a chromosome level. Two different things.
Okay, a lot more important things to worry about than that. All right, here's a plan in a Tennessee elementary school for a Satan club. Ah, this ought to be good, right? Some of the folks that are involved in education, some of the people involved in religion, denouncing plans for an after-school Satan club at a Tennessee elementary school. What would you want to have a Satan club in an elementary school for? I don't know that they don't have the right to do it, but why would you have one? Who? There are 40 members of various faith communities in Memphis that are with the school leadership criticizing the club. Question of the Satanic Temple's intentions. At an elementary school? Who's going to have their children go? How do you decide whether you want your child in elementary school to go to a satanic temple?
But isn't there supposed
hosting the club?
What isn't there supposed to be something about with the separation of church and state as it applies to public schools? Isn't it supposed to be something that there's to be no religious groups in public schools?
No Bible, none of that stuff. And people say, well, we got to go back to the good old days. Those weren't the good old days. At least they weren't the good old days because of that. You know, it's nice. But let's say somebody doesn't believe in it. And that's not educate. That's go to church or go to the synagogue or go to the mosque and get that stuff someplace else. There's a separation there.
Or go to a private school.
Right. Go to the Catholic school if you want. A lot of good Catholic schools around. Yeah, there's nothing. I'm not buying into that at all. Okay, let's see. What else have we got here that's kind of rocking and rolling, trending around the country? Here's the student in Washington at a college is dead, three others injured. Carbon monoxide leak at a campus apartment. This is at Evergreen State College. Let's see how many. Actually, there are six, looks like six different individuals injured after the carbon monoxide leak at a campus apartment. Wow. Apparently, somebody figured out, got out, the police had to break down the door to get in and perform CPR and other things to try to bring these people back to life. The 21-year-old died because of inhalation of carbon monoxide. This must have been a junkie. This is one of those campus housing things where anything goes, right? Any kind of
landlord. Anywhere. And most people don't have carbon monoxide detectors. There's smoke detectors, but it's not mandatory that there has to be a carbon monoxide detector in any one location. And those are so easy to buy and just put on the floor near an event somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
That could be a Christmas gift for somebody.
Yeah.
Christmas gifts, Hanukkah gifts, get them carbon monoxide detectors.
All right, here's the story of an 11-year-old boy who called for help and he got shot by the police. The grand jury that's been formed in Mississippi said there was no criminal conduct on the part of the officer who shot the 11-year-old boy in his home who called for help. There's something wrong with this picture, right? Something wrong with this picture. Wow, he's owie. What a cute kid. Break time, 48 after the hour. Yeah.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hey, this is Travis Kelce, NFL tight end and proud member of the Lowe's Home Team. Lowe's knows when you've got the best price, you've already won. That's why we offer the lowest price guarantee. If you find a better price online or in store, we'll match it. Now you can score on the top brands from the Lowe's Home Team picks, like Scott's, LG, and DeWalt. So take on your projects with confidence. Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retail partner of the NFL.
Price match applies to the same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program is Food, Farm, and Family Time. Jay Kirshner and I going through the items that are being discussed in various circles when it comes to your health and well-being, the food that you put in your body. I can't believe this. Yesterday, the Whole Milk for Healthy Children Act was passed. Listen to this. This permits the National School Lunch Program to serve whole milk. Do you believe this is a law? It passed the House 330-99 and goes to the Senate. This is what's wrong with our country. Why in the name of heaven should the federal government be telling you whether or not you can serve your child whole milk, skim milk, or whatever else? This has been something that farmers and milk producers have been arguing for a number of years. In 2012, Michelle Obama was behind a move to permit low-fat milk as the standard. Mm-hmm. It was a really boneheaded move on her part in the legislative process. There was a new act that was introduced by Representative Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania that revised the Obama requirements for milk. What a ridiculous situation to find yourself in, isn't it? I mean, think about it for a minute. The federal government is going to tell you whether you can serve your child whole milk or not. Good God. All right. Right? I mean,
this is a real thing.
Honestly? This is International Tea Day, by the way, boys and girls. Want to celebrate something on the Food, Farm, and Family Time? No better way to start your day than with a very pleasant taste and aroma of various types of tea. And if you look back over 4,000 years ago in China, legend has it that the emperor, on one of his visits to a remote region of China, the leaves of a nearby tree blew into a pot of boiling water, which his servants had placed over a fire. The refreshing aroma invited the emperor to taste the beverage, and apparently that was when a cup of tea was born.
What an accident.
Yeah, well, a lot of stuff happens by accident, as we know. Fast forward to the 16th century, tea made its way across the globe to Europe. The Dutch traders were big. Remember what happened? The Boston Tea Party? The boat was loaded with tea. All of it went into the drink. That's what started the Revolutionary War. Really? Yeah. The tea. The tax on tea. And so, you know, the guys went onto the ship and they threw it all into the harbor. We're not paying a tax on that tea. And so now we have, I like to drink. I have a special tea that I drink every day. And I think it kind of helps clear up my voice, you know, the stuff that you get into your system when you're allergic to this, that, and the other thing. So there are a lot, who knows how many different teas there are. A Chinese dictionary mentioned tea for the first time in 350 A.D. And then a Japanese Buddhist read or wrote the first Japanese book on tea in 1211. The Tea Party in 1773, 1876, Lipton, Thomas Lipton, opened his first tea shop in Glasgow. And so, how about that? International Tea Day. It's also National Cupcake Day, for those of you who like cupcakes. Celebrate with a
good
cupcake. Frosting, right? Sprinkles, drizzled with chocolate. Yum. I like a white or a lemon cupcake with a little chocolate frosting on it, right? Isn't that good? It's every year on December 15th, commemorating the compact delectable sweet. It's just a cake that's round, right? That's all it is. It's the same batter as used for a regular cake.
That's what
it's the shape.
Yeah, you have exactly. Just pop the whole thing in your mouth.
Yep. Winston Churchill. You think of him as a great leader. During World War II, well, he was apparently the first person to suggest cupcakes ought to be frosted. And then there was a cupcake-only bakery in Los Angeles. It was called Sprinkles, and they sprinkle sprinkles on top of a cupcake. All right, so there you go, boys. There's something, boys and girls, to celebrate over the weekend. Have some cupcakes and put everything you can think of. Chocolate, oh, man. My mouth is watering right now. 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.